Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Weather officials are urging Minnesotans not to get complacent, even though smoke from the wildfires has gotten a little better. National Weather Service meteorologist Philip Manuel says the thunderstorms Friday morning will actually make things harder, despite a small amount of rain.
What happened today when it rained? We had lightning. You can hear it out there rumbling right now, right? There's new points of ignition. Those lightning strikes, some of them most likely hit something that was dead and down, and it's in there smoking around just like a cigarette, and we don't know about it.
An air quality alert remains in effect for most of the state. Minnesota has joined a national coalition of states in reaching a nearly $30 million national settlement with the drug company Glenmark. The states announced this will resolve allegations that the generic drug manufacturer inflated and manipulated prices and reduced competition. Glenmark says it will also cooperate in three ongoing multi-state lawsuits in which Minnesota is a plaintiff. Attorney General Keith Ellison says Minnesota's share of the settlement is more than $187,000. The Minnesota Department of Ag is taking a closer look at how large-scale dairy operations affect communities and the state's changing industry. The effort stems in part from the proposed expansion of the West River Dairy Facility near Morris. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says Minnesota has been losing dairy farms, but not necessarily dairy cows.
What we want to do is take a step, look at all the programs that we're doing in our state, look at how are we supporting our dairy farmers in our state, and are there concerns about building more of these farms, because this won't be the last one. There will be more proposed soon.
Peterson says the department wants a better understanding of the social and economic impacts of larger dairy operations. And it's the height of summer tourism season, so the wildfires burning in the BWCA are having a huge impact on the economy of northeastern Minnesota. DFL Senator Grant Hauschild.
From the outfitters themselves who take people on excursions all across the wilderness to the restaurants on Main Street and in Ely and other places, this is really going to have an impact on all of the tourist economy in northeastern Minnesota.
The BWCA is closed until further notice. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Health is providing new tools to help identify the signs of infant abuse. Dr. Katie Smentek.
A handout and along with a website that will provide information to caregivers about the signs of infant physical abuse, things that we should be looking for specifically for children 6 months and under.
More information can be found on the MDH website. An air quality alert is in effect across northern Minnesota through the weekend. The Pollution Control Agency says heavy smoke from Canadian wildfires and fires burning in northeastern Minnesota will continue to impact the region. Affected areas include Duluth, Bemidji, Brainerd, Hinckley, Moorhead, International Falls, and the Arrowhead. The Twin Cities are not included. A Duluth man will spend more than 21 years in prison for murdering his mother. 47-year-old Nathan Davin pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the 2025 shooting death of his elderly mother at their Duluth home. Prosecutors say the sentence falls within state guidelines. This is MNN.